this is Sky Guy, it's the battery cast. Without Shemmy, but, you know, fuck him. We need them. You got one, Alex. You're good enough.
I was going to say, that would be less confusing, but then again, I call Shemmy in the first place.
I know, right? That's where the battery cast comes from. Well, we have to stop saying, well, the reason the battery cast is because this. Like, we've said it like in two episodes already. We don't have to do it anymore.
Oh.
That's Kara. She's the one with the girly voice. And that's Tom, also
yeah,
the one with the girly voice.
My voice sounds more girly when it's recorded.
One is slightly less retarded than the other one. Try to find out which one. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Rude.
I love you guys.
Don't even.
In the butt. You know I do. I'm just trying to make funny for show.
Anyway, I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay, yeah. Well, this is what I was going to do. Okay, so you're going to send me a picture of your face paint, your makeup, what you're going to do?
Like, I have, let me quickly resend the picture that I am editing with MS Paint, because I'm a loser. It's going to be really hard, because I'm using my mouse.
You're not a loser, you just can't afford Photoshop, you know?
That.
Yeah, you probably could actually find cheap tablets online for like $50 on Amazon, but that's, I mean, if you're just gonna do like little quick things here and there.
I'm poor.
Anyway, the episode, what I wanted this episode to be, is just answering questions.
Okay.
Now, specifically, as I'm accepting this picture,
that's the picture I'm using.
Kind of interesting questions that I collected. Totally not ripping off of any other podcast, even though I took these questions directly from two or three other podcasts. But anyways, here's the questions. They're really awesome. They're more like shit that you would like if you were in a pub or something, were drinking. They're like, hey, dude, okay, if we did this, would you? You know, it's almost like a would you question. So I figured like Tom would really love this shit. Okay. Yeah. So, get ready for this one, okay? Number one, okay. If you had a holiday named after you, it's like Tom Day, Kara Day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
How would everyone celebrate that day?
Thinking.
Suck all the penises.
Is that for you or for me?
For
me.
Just a Thomas Olsen Day. Everyone, it's like steak and a blowjob day.
Suck a dick day.
Except no steak.
How the hell do we?
In case anyone doesn't know, steak and a blowjob day is the day after Valentine's Day, where you thank the guy who gave you a Valentine's Day gift by making him steak and giving him a blowjob. So.
Damn it! I should have done that. Anyway, Albert, hang on. I need to.
You
do
make
something.
Me steak. I'll give you the blowjob.
Yes.
Anyway,
I'm gonna
bad joke.
Hang on, I'll be right back. I have to like do something for my door because it keeps like it's dumb. Be right back.
Okay. Oh, I got time for that.
Okay, let me just write this in my tablet. Okay, Tom is gonna suck my dick. All right, I'm open to new things. I'm open to trying new things.
Oh.
It's just a blowjob between bros. It's a blowjob.
Oh, a blowjob entitles an entirely different thing.
What is that?
If I had to, like, the question. Oh, damn it.
Wait a minute. We're on the subject of brojobs now. What is a brojob, Tom?
A brojob is where you have your. At least, do you want an October bro job, or do you want an overall bro job? Because they're two totally different things.
I want to know the difference.
Yeah.
A regular bro job is where it's a handy and a blowy at the same time, but you gotta pay extra if you want the cameraman to watch you. Because if the cameraman watches you, it gets kinky, and it turns into some weird baby snuff film. Whereas the October blowjob
baby snuff film
And
Why are we bringing a baby and killing it now?
no, because that's not a baby, that's a bomb.
Oh shit.
You guys have no idea how hard I'm like face palming right now.
All I heard was hard, so I apparently
The October blowjob is where you. It's where you're a skeleton, right? And
fuck off.
you just. You give them the most uncomfortable blowjob ever while singing Spooky Scary Skeletons at the same time.
Oh baby, oh you make my dick feel most, you make my dick feel spoopy.
Too spoopy.
That dick is too spoopy.
Okay, how would we celebrate Cara Day though?
I'm sorry, let's get back to the actual question now. That was informative, thank you, Tom.
How would we celebrate Cara Day?
Dress up like robots.
No.
Suck all the
Yeah.
penises.
I'm not. No.
You're already gay enough, so sorry, lick all the gynos.
The anthem for that day would be played by Steam Power Giraffe.
Okay,
Yeah?
I'm thinking.
Okay.
But what would people do on Cara Day? Besides suck on the dick. Okay, you know what they would do? They would honor me and suck my dick. There we go. Next question.
Yeah, no,
Oh my
that's not
God,
how it
what? How
works.
would we do
That's you,
that? What things do you like to do? Like
course, obviously, Tom.
is there a is there like a feast or something? Is there
Yeah, the feast is my cock.
Tom,
What?
your answer, please.
To what again? I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, business as usual.
Shut up.
If you had a prepare to hear that question at the altar, but if you had a holiday named after you, what would
Already
happen on it?
answered.
No, but
Oh.
like, what would the main.
Oh, what would. That would just suck all the penises.
How would we celebrate? Is there gonna be a feast? Is it an is
You
it
don't celebrate, I celebrate.
is it like a holiday for everyone? Do people take off work? What?
No. It's a holiday only for me. Get it up right.
What would happen is that there would be like really horrible child labor to commemorate a statue of me.
No, that's
Okay,
my.
so all the adults go home on Cara Day, and all the children go to work and do their work for them and are put into slave labor for like the rest of the day.
Yeah.
You are a nightmare of a person.
Well, dude, Thomas Day isn't any better. Thomas Day, I make everybody work for me. And then when everything's said and done, I sacrifice at least three different people.
Okay, but what if this holiday is instilled after you've passed away?
Fuck yeah.
What
That just
then?
means that one person, a random Thomas, will get a letter the day before saying, "Tomorrow is Thomas Day. Show this letter to your local police for three free sacrifices."
So
Oh,
like any so
shit.
anybody named Thomas.
Has a chance after I'm dead. If it's before I die, it's all me, baby.
So what if somebody changes their name to Thomas?
They'll know.
Illegal.
It is
Illegal?
illegal.
It's
Instant
illegal.
execution, headshot.
Yes.
No, instant extra sacrifice for the children.
I thought you said your name was Thomas. I lied.
And then the children get to bathe in the enemy's blood.
It's the only way they can bathe nowadays, because there's no running water.
This shit got dark so quickly. Okay. Here's. Shit got way dark. It went from. It went.
Imagining this,
It
it's so bad.
went from blowjobs to child sacrifice.
Child labor.
To child labor, blowjobs, sacrifice. Yeah, okay. Next question. Oh, Alex Day. Alex Day is every fat guy. You have to everyone has to give a blowjob to a fat guy because they don't get enough love, and you have to buy them a meal, and it's basically just love on fat people day. Every fat guy has to get laid, and everyone's just like, no.
Oh yeah, I'm also gonna be done if like every now and then,
Is
like
this on
Thomas
my?
mentioned, like sacrificial people.
Oh my God.
And then also like every now and then I'll get like a male hooker or male strippers to come to my place of living and just give me a nice show, so.
We're confusing national holidays with the day of worshiping a leader, which is the two different things. We're just.
It's
The same thing. Shh.
But what if you are out of
Shh.
love? What? Oh my God. You guys suck. Next fucking question, because there's actually a ton of them here. Okay. Our country gets a new national anthem. What is it?
I say
Now.
what in the butt. I say what in the butt. You want to do it in my butt? Oh, wait, no, sorry. That's just California's.
Yeah, you're right, actually. Yeah.
If the US had to get a new one.
Yeah, keep in mind that this song is going to be played at, like, sporting events. You know, marching bands are going to play it before games. You
Well, then
know?
I got the perfect one. Hang on. I gotta link it, though.
Well, you have to tell us it because I can't.
No, you have to hear it.
You
And
have
you
to
have to.
sing it a little bit because I can't put
That
it, I can't insert it into the call.
or the
Can't
new
you?
national anthem will be Ultimate Sandwich.
Just imagine, like, we're marching into war.
No, but Alex, can't, like, the
It's
stick.
the ultimate sandwich. Hot damn, the ultimate sandwich. Fuck yeah.
The chopper.
Alex, won't it like come through your speakers?
Cover my speakers.
No, won't it come through your speakers if I link this to you?
It'll come out shitty. I
So?
don't know. I think I
There.
just record Skype and that's it.
Well, here you go. This will be our national anthem.
I'm hooked
It's
on a
a feeling.
feeling. I'm high, I'm believing, and you're in love with me.
David Hasselhoff, new president.
Keep it up, girl.
Yeah,
I wish.
you're. Would you vote David Hasselhoff as president?
Fuck no.
What?
Because I don't know much about David Hasselhoff, so.
Oh, okay. The song that Kara wanted to say is America, fuck yeah, coming in to save the
Sandwich.
motherfucking day. Yeah, just sing it, honey.
The ultimate sandwich. Sweet Christ, the ultimate
Wait, you
sandwich.
want me to sing it?
Yeah, you could have said it.
No. Now I'm like awful
Also.
singing. America,
America!
America,
Fuck yeah!
America,
Coming to get us in my.
America, fuck yeah.
You can't see it, but tears are in my eyes now for this country.
But
I'm
yeah, there you go.
patriotic.
That's what would play.
Another good song would be really fun. This is the tale of Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yes.
I don't know if that's like the one I'd pick though. I would want to pick the hardest rap song I could think of.
Or play, what's that song called? It's like,
Oh my
Nick,
God.
I'm 100%. I
I'm
don't know
100%. If that'll evoke, if that'll like inspire soldiers, because it needs to be driving, it needs to be. I mean, I could easily pick something like from Judas Priest, and that'd be fucking awesome, but I want to pick something like, I don't know, something that just makes you want to kick ass.
How does that one not want to make you kick ass? Not the one, the I'm
Fuck yeah,
sorry,
but that's like an
listeners.
easy that's an
I don't know
easy
if I should be really saying because I'm white. I'm not saying like the other actual N-word,
You
but
know
like
what? They didn't
I
know you were
feel really
white. You know,
awkward.
they didn't know you were white until you just said it.
I
Just
know, but I probably sound white in the first place.
Yeah, Tom
Thomas
one hundred
sounds white.
percent. Tom, don't even give a shit.
He sounds the N-word.
Well, we're not trying to be offensive. We're quoting the song.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't see why that the America, fuck yeah, why that shouldn't be the national
Come
anthem.
again to say the motherfucking day, yeah.
Next.
Okay, I will say Kara's answer, America, fuck yeah. And Tom's answer is what?
Because he said the one, the.
Was the one he said again?
It was the up what in the butt, but then you were like.
Oh, what in the butt? I put it in my butt. In my butt. I said, what in the butt?
I also changed mine to something else.
What'd you change it to?
Oh, I can't remember though.
I thought it was This Is the Tale of Captain Jack Sparrow.
That was you.
Oh, that was me. That's not the one. I was just looking at the suggested videos on the side of this one. What's like a really like hardcore gangsta rap song?
California love, oh.
Is that California knows how to party? Is that song?
Yeah.
In the city of Compton, we keep it rockin'. I don't know if I picked that one because it's California. Maybe you'll Iggy Raptor singing, "Everybody loves my big old
Big flop
penis, this
from
big flop being around." Imagine that's like loudspeakers are hooked up to
here.
helicopters, and we're zooming in on like some fucking like third world country gonna like napalm their ass, and you hear
Just
the
imagine that at a sporting event
like
and like
just.
people standing up and putting their hand over their hearts.
Like the last thing
Their caps
these
off.
poor like villagers of these third world country hear before they're bombed with napalm is wrapping around my big fat penis is bigger flopping around
No, I think mine would like the song would actually be pretty hilarious.
Worst song to die to, by the way. Or best, case depending on who you are.
Damn.
I'm sure it's best for somebody. All right, moving on. You can make one weapon or tool that only exists. It's not real. It only exists in either books, games, or TV. Only one.
You said like a weapon?
Either a weapon or a tool. It's just an item. Any item
That.
that only exists in media, in fictional media, not in real life. And you can make it with anything.
Sona's instrument.
Giggity. Arcade Sona?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, had to fix that. League of Legends Arcade Sona, her arcade top thing with the buttons that sends out musical things.
Wait, so it can be something from fiction or
Yeah,
video
that's what
game?
he's saying.
Yeah,
I was clarifying, you fuck.
only this is what I wrote down. You can
Love you.
only make one weapon. I love you too.
Talking to Tom because I called him a fuck.
No, I'm okay. So
Lonesome.
you can
Next.
make one weapon or tool that only exists in books, games, TV, real. Which one?
Well,
Weapon slash tool, but in real, it's like item.
see.
Yeah, I still like my answer.
Not bad.
I have like three answers.
Okay.
Sokka's meteorite. Meteor. I can never say that word right. Meteor-like
Yuka!
sword.
What?
Avatar: The Last Airbender, like in season 3 or something, he made like a friggin' sword out of meteorite.
Oh.
Yeah, like a fucking
I didn't see.
boss.
What? No, Cho'Gath,
Oh my god, dork.
Tom
Anyway,
is
second
playing
one.
League of Legends.
Sorry, that was required though. But that would actually,
Oh, you're
that's
interrupting.
what's what that was which season was that though that he did
Season
that?
3. Because they only had like 3 seasons.
What were
But
you saying,
yeah.
Tom? That would require what?
What?
You were
Oh.
gonna interject with something.
Was I really?
Yeah, you see, but that would require, and then you got
Or you were
sidetracked.
saying something else.
Oh, I don't remember.
Anyway, before I lose my train of thought, that wand and what is it called? I think it's called. I have to look her up again. Hang on.
Okay. So the first item was the meteorite sword, Sokka's meteorite sword from Avatar: Last Airbender.
And
And
the wand.
number two is, because I have more than one also, so.
Either like even though I don't play League of Legends, because like Jinx is just a total badass and.
Fish bones. I want fish bones.
Ah, fuck off! No, I was gonna say fish bones.
Wait, what? Jinx? What? I don't know who Jinx is. We have to play, by the way,
Oh,
Tom, after this is over.
she's so fucking hot.
Let me look.
Like wood fuck out of wood fuck. So since Thomas is fucking taking fish bones because he's a fucking asshole.
What are you talking about?
Okay, baby.
Oh my God. Oh, that gun thing arm she has?
Like the one that looks like a shark?
Yeah, what is that
Yeah,
thing?
fish bones. It's a
That's a
rocket
rocket
launcher.
launcher. Rocket launcher.
Oh, damn, that's a good one.
And then the since I brought it up, I'm the one that should get it. But yeah, that
You
or
can
the
have the minigun. I want fish bones. Fine, I'll take the minigun.
Exactly.
Well, now I have three items. But go ahead.
No, but like yeah, probably fish bones, the rocket launcher, because that's pretty cool.
And the third
But
item was.
that was it. It was the meteorite sword, wand, and fishbones, the rocket launcher.
Wand.
Yeah.
What wand?
Like Harry Potter wand.
Oh, you didn't say you just had a wand. Like, what wand? There's like
Oh.
millions of wands that appear in different movies, books, and TV. Like, come on, pick one. You want Harry Potter's wand specifically, or what?
No, just like whatever I got on Pottermore. Because apparently that was like made specifically for me.
Oh, all right.
So.
So basically, your own wand from the Harry Potter universe.
Yes.
Made specifically for you. Okay. My three
Wait.
items. Okay, go ahead.
Alex, have you watched the Jinx video yet?
No. I haven't been on League
Watch
of
it.
Legends for a while.
I know, but watch the Jinx video when you can, because she's so fucking hot.
I've seen her. She's hot. She's also
It's
scary
even
looking.
hotter in the fucking video.
She's also
See?
kind of scary looking.
But she's gorgeous.
She is. See, now I have three items now. What are, speaking of League of Legends, what are Lucian's guns called?
I don't think they actually have a name.
I thought they had a name. I'm looking at the attacks. One of them's called, like, the Light Slinger. Ardent Blaze, the Culling. Those are, like, the name of the attacks, but I don't know if they actually have a gun. The guns have a name. Person collecting the tippers.
La 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 la.
Sorry, I'm looking up people who are listening and getting annoyed. I'm looking up the name of this of the guns. If they do have the name of the guns, if the guns do have names.
Guns don't have names, guns aren't people.
Excuse me,
I'm
But
offended because I'm a gun.
Dante's guns are called Ebony and Ivory, and they're fucking awesome. So
I know.
you need to go eat dick, okay? Like with a knife and fork. The gun with the monitors added. Gun stood for shadow and light. It doesn't say they're called shadow, but yeah, I don't think they have names. But anyway, Lucian's guns from League of Legends. A sonic screwdriver. Of course. That's probably the one I'd lean more towards, more to. And finally, I don't know if you guys ever read the Percy Jackson books.
Yes.
I would want a Riptide pen.
Riptide would be pretty great.
I would want that fucking pen, you know. You just click it and it turns into a sword in your hand. That would be just, that'd be so fucking awesome. People should, and everyone, if you don't play League of Legends, you should play into League of Legends, and it's good, but just know that each round is going to take you at least 30 minutes at least. But it's
Also, don't play if you hate yourself.
it.
All right. That's a game I won't never play then.
Kara, no, but it's okay if you hate yourself, because if everyone else on the planet loves you, then you can play. I'm just saying. Kawa, don't be sad.
Anyways.
I love you. Now go play League of Legends.
I don't have League.
Faggot. Oh, that's another thing to people who might be sad or something. We say faggot a lot. We don't mean anything by it. We're not against homosexuals. We're just.
I'm bisexual. I
It's
don't
just.
really
Yeah.
care.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable with anyone as long as they're attractive, so, you know.
Wow.
What?
Shallow.
Or I'm attracted to them. You know, there's different types of, like, attractive. There's, like, good-looking attractive, and there's personality-wise attractive. It's good to be both, but one
Guess
or
which
the other
one
is nice.
you are, Tom. I'm kidding. I'm fucking
Oh.
kidding. I'm
He's both, you fuck.
Okay, so the question is, you have a device that can bring back anyone from the dead. Catches, you don't know them, not you don't know them personally. That way, you know, it's not. You know, this, you can get a little too emotional for like with that.
Can I bring back a fictional character?
No, they have to be a real person.
But can I be a
That's.
celebrity then?
Yes.
Okay, I want to be a fictional character though.
And you can have that person. You can have that person do whatever you want.
I want to
They're
be a fictional character.
programmable.
But I
When you're
want to say a fictional character.
well, say your fictional character. It doesn't count as your answer,
Fuck you then.
What's your answer?
Sirius Black.
What did I say about bringing emotion into this, dude?
Dude. I don't know any,
You know
like.
what? He is alive. His name is Gary Oldman.
God bless Gary Oldman, though.
He's still alive, okay?
I don't know any dead people I want to bring back celebrity-wise.
Or people who are in. Okay. Okay,
I can only think of fictional dead characters.
I'll take Sirius Black. Okay, fictional characters too. Okay, Tom.
What? Oh.
Real or not real? Throw that in there to make it easier.
Lee Everett.
Oh, damn it.
Spoilers and emotion all in one.
Should we say from what game?
No.
Yeah, don't Google the name, dude. If you're into certain fuck, but I never forget it. It's a game
Why?
for some time. The Walking Dead game by Telltale. Yeah, it's on Steam right now, but I don't think you'll want to buy it now because we just fucking spoiled the ending.
But it's a really good game.
It's a really good game. It's a really good story too.
God damn it, Thomas.
But you might as well, you know, play through it, and because the second one's gonna come out soon enough.
Thomas, you're a dick. Now I'm sad.
Go on, Clem. You're strong enough.
Stop. I'm gonna cry. Next question. Fuck off.
Oh. What was mine? Person I want to bring back from the dead. Gosh, I have a personal one too, but I can't. If you said. What if I said Hitler?
No.
Just so that I could kill him again.
Nope.
I would laugh because Hitler did nothing wrong.
I swear to fucking God.
What if I brought him back? What if I brought him back as like a very like.
What if you brought Hitler back and he was actually Hitler? What the fuck? If you
Jews,
brought Hitler,
Jews is my name.
Thomas,
say
stop
Jews
interrupting.
Is my title.
I swear to God, if you lose my train of thought.
What if I brought him back as a flaming transsexual?
Can I
like he's just
say what I was gonna say?
Very flamboyant, and he wears like he's just like I don't know. In my mind, he's just like dressed up like. Not like a woman. He's just dressed up like in random makeup and like random, like little girl's clothing. He's just like, I am Stacy, the prettiest girl in the land.
Can I say what I was gonna say?
And he has like a giant black dick hanging from between his legs. I don't know. I have no idea where I'm going with this. Go.
Like I would okay if I were to bring Hitler back, I would keep him in art school because that's where he got. Like, because he got kicked out, I would let him continue. And I would let him become, like, a somewhat famous artist, probably a starving artist, but I'd let him be happy and do whatever the fuck he wants to do, besides kill the Jews. Got a problem with that, bro.
Jews
stop that.
Is my name. The Jews is my title. And the last time I checked, we are not on a name-by-name basis.
I know a celebrity that I would bring back.
Okay.
Cory Monteith.
Good one. Good one.
The episode made me bawl
my eyes. My answer now, my real answer, not fucking Hitler. Betty Page. And then, do you
she
know
was
the
a pinup girl? Not Betty Pinup girl, but yes.
Yeah. Betty Page in her prime. And I'd make her my wife. And I'd get to hit that.
You'd make her your wafer?
I'd make
her your waifu?
I'd make her my wafer.
I'd make her my wafer.
I'd make
making
her...
Making my wafer downtown.
Okay.
Oh, this post on Tumblr makes me a sad panda.
Any another like people that I would bring back from the dead would be like any, oh shit, Chris Farley.
Duh.
Yeah, Kara has to change her answer to Chris Farley now.
What? No.
And not from Sirius Black.
Well, since I can't do Sirius Black, I'm just gonna stick with Cory Monteith.
Oh, that's right. Okay, never mind. You picked that one. I have another one. I don't know if that's gonna be good. Mine is your. How would your funeral? You have your funeral. You can have it do anything you want. How would you do it?
Oh God.
I'm afraid of Kara's answer.
I'm afraid of Thomas's answer.
I'm excited for Tom's answer. I'm afraid for Kara's.
What's the question again?
My literally all I wrote was your funeral. How would it go down?
All right. So this is how it's gonna go.
Yes. Let's do this. All right. I'm ready for this.
I'm not.
I'm going to. First off, I want a Viking funeral. So I want to be sent out on a boat while being burned alive.
What?
Well, not alive. Not alive,
well,
sorry.
Not alive. It's a funeral.
That's a
it's
bit
a
redundant.
I want to be sent to sea burning. And then I want, like, the dopest metal band ever to play. Like, I want... not metal. I want, like...
Yeah, metal.
No, I want DJ Searle to play, like, the happiest hardcore out there.
Dude, then, imagine, like, fucking Slayer or some shit is, like, playing as you're being like
I don't
burnt.
Like Slayer though.
Or like fucking Judas Priest or some shit.
Okay, yeah, Judas Priest.
Yeah. Be fucking awesome. And then what? And that's it?
No. And then I would want all my earthly possessions to be buried with me at sea. And I want...
It's gonna be filled with fight sticks. Here's Lex. Tom, I finally finished it! Like 80 years old.
Oh, that would be beautiful.
And then he's like, so beautiful. He's like, watching the boat burn. So beautiful. Hey, can I smoke that? It's funny because a friend Lex smokes weed. Anyways.
See, like, I wish we could link videos in the podcast. Because this is how, like, I'm just going to show you guys this.
You just have to tell us the name of the video.
It's called Scrubs JD Imagines His Funeral.
People, go to YouTube and look it up.
Or just look up Scrubs JD's Funeral, and that's how I would want my funeral to go. No, but actually...
There's two links here. What's up?
Oh, second one.
Oh.
Anyway, that's not really how I want my funeral to go. I don't fucking know. Like, I wouldn't want my body out there. Just...
Well, have it cremated, then.
Yeah, have it... Like, I'd have it cremated, put it on a table, and if you want to fucking surround it with flowers, go right ahead. You know, do the good old, like...
This is your opportunity to, like... You know, it doesn't have to be a sad moment for anybody. It can be happy.
That, or just, like, you know, have, like, a celebration of life. Don't fucking...
Have fun with this question, dude. I'm giving you options to have fun with this question.
I'm thinking,
Think big.
I'm thinking... I would want a magician. At my funeral. And what would happen is that... I have an open casket, and he, like, lays, you know, like, a piece of fabric or whatever, you know, the shiny fabric thing, wears his cape over it, and goes, now you see her?
And it's like, now it's just a pile of ashes.
Exactly.
Now you'll see her,
and then
now she's Hitler.
And then surprise, I was on Kara the whole time.
But yeah. Like, have a magician perform some magic for the kids, you know, so they're distracted a little bit, but still a little
put
bit sad that grandma's gone.
Put on magic for the kids.
Here, little kid. Here, what's that behind your ear? Oh, it's not Kara, because she's dead.
What's that behind your ear? It's grandma's toe.
You know, it's like,
what's that behind your ear? Oh, it's what Kara left you in her will, because she's dead.
Or it's like, what's behind your ear? Oh, look, it's one of Kara's earrings. Or, you know, like, yeah, have some magic, and then, you know, the kids get whatever's left in the will. But, like, seriously, like, why not have a fucking magician at your fucking funeral? So, that's my answer.
Tom.
The voice of Claptrap is gonna be at Yomacon.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Gonna be
Alex,
a shit ton of, there's gonna be. We're not gonna be able to see everybody.
I'm going to go see the voice actors.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, if you guys listening, we're gonna be at Yomacon.
Yeah.
The three of us here, so we're gonna be at Yomacon. So, and which is when again?
October 31st. That's when it kind of starts till. The third?
The third, yes. Starts on the Friday, goes through the weekend. And I'll be there, and I really need to stop being a chicken shit and actually change the call-in, see if I can change the date, the time of departure on my tickets, my plane tickets, so that I don't have to leave at Sunday at 11 a.m.
Is there a way that you're able to come here on Friday? I mean, so that just starts...
It's just that because of, like... Because they make me fly to Texas and then transfer to another plane, I have to be laid over in Texas for like an hour or so, and then transfer over. It's like that much longer. So like the plane ride is like well more than like 14 hours.
Wait, what time you would be coming? I mean, when you what day?
I have to look up my email, which we can do afterward. But
Alex, did you watch the second video I linked?
No, because I'm.
Well, quickly watch it.
Here. Okay, okay, let me watch the JD imagines his. Basically, the choir singing, I want to party all the time, party, which is the Eddie Murphy song that he wrote.
No, just wait, it gets better. And that's exactly what my picture would be.
Yeah, I was going to say, just your. Yes! Basically, they'll position you upright in your coffin.
For a hug.
And everyone gets to hug you. That's awesome. That's awesome. That is what you should do.
So I still need to play Red Dead Redemption, right?
They kill someone for real. What that game does to you at the end.
What's the ending?
I'm not gonna tell you.
Why?
Because, okay, baby.
Hey. Butts. Yes. Butt buddies.
Damn right we're butt buddies.
Next question.
Alright. I went to that question first before this one. This is the last one I have.
Oh.
So brace yourself, because this is
Comstock. The
and that's Tom saying Comstock randomly.
No, because you were saying like something and then
I'm trying, hon.
And then he pooped out of his throat and he said the word Comstock.
Okay, so
Hey, everyone listening to this. Okay, guess what? Comstock and Booker are the same person. And Elizabeth is Booker's daughter.
So now you should feel bad about jerking that porn.
So now you should feel bad about going to reddit.com/r/BioshockPorn.
Oh, shit.
Remember when I linked that to y'all guys?
No, I'm reading a Tumblr post and I'm laughing so hard right now.
I can hear you laughing so hard right now.
Because this post is like, I work at a pharmacy and today my ex came in and saw me and then proceeded to ask me if we sold condoms in bulk, trying to make me jealous. To which I replied, sorry, we don't stock extra small. And I think it's fair to say that I've won that round.
But,
good person.
Let's see. I was gonna say, like, let's do news or something. Like, what's going on? Like, who gives a shit? Okay, last question. You can eat anything you want. And no calories. You don't get any calories. Your body, you get to pick how your body looks. You get to pick the shape your body is in, okay? And you get to eat whatever the fuck you want, with no consequences.
Do we get to have like a 3 or 4 course?
You can have a 70,000 course meal, okay?
Okay.
Here's the kicker, though. Here's the catch.
Fuck.
There's always a catch, okay? Your poop is radioactive.
Will you press the red button?
So when you drop it, yeah, everyone has to clear out of the building. You have to. It's a fallout area. Yeah, and so everyone has to clear out of the building, and it's pretty much closed down for the day, while people come and decontaminate it.
Well then, I have a counter question for you.
Do you do it or do you not?
No.
You get to eat whatever you want, though.
But
Thomas doesn't want radioactive. Do you get cancer from the radioactive?
Yes.
Shit?
Like probably. do you get cancer from your own poop?
Yes.
No, it's your own poop. Okay, let me change it. It's not like
I'm a mature adult.
Let me
I'm 19 and laughing at the word poop.
That's fine. Hey, Kara. Kara, Kara. Pip. Okay, it's not radioactive, okay? But it is like the smell is so bad, like within like a couple miles. It creates like this dome
Okay,
of
no.
just like
I'd rather starve.
fallout, you know what I'm saying? Like, do you? Yeah, but you get to eat whatever you want.
I'd rather starve.
Tom, what were you gonna say?
I have a situation for you too.
Okay.
Right. You could live in any video game, but Kurt Cobain will try to kill you with a Nazi alien.
Kurt Cobain? Why would Kurt Cobain want to kill me?
Exactly.
With a Nazi alien, is he using the Nazi alien as a weapon, or are they cohorts?
He's using it as a guitar.
How is he attacking me with this thing? Is he throwing it at me? Is he what? Is he
Shit.
playing?
Thomas didn't think this one through.
Is he playing sweet riffs and getting depressed over his own notes?
Yeah, and then he shoots himself in the face.
Yeah, and then and then the problem solved. So
Guys.
really, there's no problem at all.
Oh,
Actually,
please, it happened in 94.
actually,
Yeah,
actually,
almost
actually, what
20
you
years ago.
meant to say was is that Courtney Love shoots him in the face.
There has been debate about that. But that was like 20 years ago, so what?
Just saying.
Anyway, no,
So,
Alex, because
so.
like
Okay.
when I go, because you're like, you ran out of questions. Because for me, lately, when I try to go to, will you press the button? My antivirus blocks it.
Really?
Yeah. Like it never used to. So how about you just go to, will you press the button? And then ask us, and then we'll say yes or no.
Well,
Now,
what I'm going to
I would say
do.
this is that if the government could, like, because they'll, if I'm dropping, fallout, like, poops, I'm pretty sure the government's gonna notice me. I figure they would help, like, create, like, a containment area for me that I can poop in, and then, they will probably, like,
Like a underground bunker.
or some shit, yeah. And they could just like harvest my poop and use
For
it if it's for
energy?
fuel. I'm basically,
Yes!
yes, I'm basically shitting depleted uranium. It's like depleted uranium. Well, it's like toxic waste, I guess. But I think they could do some with it. Who knows? Just shit into a nuclear reactor. Every time I drop one, you hear a splash, bloop, and the lights, whoo, they just pop up. Okay, before I get to the next question will you press the button? What is a nostalgic book from your childhood? Anything, give an example of why it's a
What's
good,
it called?
what it means to you.
Shit, I can't
Hang on, I know what book it is. It's like an actual like children's book.
Well, of course, you were a child when you read it.
Oh, the
Oh,
Percy, it was
shit.
definitely the Percy Jackson series.
Okay. Wait, what was your answer, Tom?
Percy Jackson series.
Was that wasn't even that long ago.
Still, hey, I was still this young when I read it.
Well, yeah. For me, I'm sorry. I'm like 8 years passed differently for me. Oh, it was 10 years ago. It was not long ago.
Oh, so, I mom, will you press the button and
Can I say my book first?
Yes,
Go
please.
ahead.
Okay, obviously besides like my Harry Potter series, because I started reading those when I was like 6 or 7.
Wow. Wow.
What do you mean, wow?
I don't know. Just what's your book? Fuck.
A Bad Case of Stripes.
Oh, I've seen I work at an elementary school and I see that book in one of the rooms all the time. That's so cute.
Love that book so much.
Bad Case of Stripes. Mine is Frog and Toad Are Friends.
Oh, the yep.
The only thing is that if you guys should look it up, those books, the Frog and Toad books, they have a bit of a bromance going on.
Dude, we
It
have to
can get
do
pretty gay between those guys.
Alex.
I'm not even playing. Like, you need to read the book because it gets what is going on here? Go ahead.
Alex, like for my was it my junior year or was it my sophomore year? I can't remember. One of those years in high school for the winter musical, the spring musical. I think it was the spring musical. We did like a Frog and Toad one, cause we do it with like the middle schoolers. So, yeah, pretty gay.
There was one part of the book where Frog got thrown in water or something, and so Toad's like, "Here, give me your shirt. I'll wash it for you." And so they're just standing there and like, "I feel ashamed because I have no shirt on." I'm like, "Oh, look, I have no shirt on either. Now, don't you feel better?" And they're like, "Yes, I do, friend." And I'm like, "What happened?" Oh my God. It's pretty. Yeah. This is like from the late 70s, early 80s.
But Tom, what was the
Oh shit,
It was
yeah, I forgot
the
what.
question was first
Yeah.
off, don't ask questions, just watch that video. And two, it's will you press the button? I got every nigger in the world dies, but you become a nigger.
What?
This
Are
is
you serious?
the community of the internet.
Yeah, this is the
I
internet.
never get stuff like that. Or at
Okay,
least I
guys,
didn't.
click on Tom, click on go to my Skype status.
Oh.
You can
Okay.
highlight that.
You'll get three. Oh.
Yes,
What is it?
I'll read it for you
Oh.
guys. You will get $3, but you'll get super duper AIDS. I am so sorry to all the black people listening to this show right now. Yeah, that's a literal thing they put on Will You Press the Button?
I never seen these things. It used to be like actually like decent, innocent questions.
I think maybe someone hacked it. Maybe. Okay, here's a one that's not offensive. And just for the record, we don't try to hear the show. We don't try to offend people. We just sometimes the way we talk is just how we talk, you know. It's how we talk between us, you know. And we're not like trying to offend anybody, you know. We're just like, just help me, guys. Kara.
We really don't mean anything by it at all. Like none of us, I mean, yeah, everyone's a little bit racist, but we don't mean anything that we say.
It's like Avenue Q says, everyone's a little bit racist sometimes.
So, yeah.
But we don't go around committing hate crimes.
No! Yeah.
I kind
We don't go around yelling the N-word out to like black people. We don't call gay people faggots, you
Nor
know.
do we have any inclination to do so.
On the contrary, actually, I have a gay
Thomas
person who
Olson.
calls me a faggot.
Yeah, exactly. Thomas gets called a fag like a lot, which I mean.
He's a cigarette.
Anyway.
He's a pile of sticks in Britain.
Thought that was a faggot.
Whatever. I'm trying to
Because a
save
fag
us.
is a cig
I'm trying to save us, damn it.
Well, I'm actually gonna go to bed because I'm tired and I'm
Why
gonna
are you
it's
such
that
a
point.
loser?
Because I'm tired.
Hey, you'll never have to work again, but there is a never-ending battle between two colonies of ants on your dinner table.
Okay.
What?
You will never have to work again, but there is a never-ending battle between two colonies of ants on your dinner table.
I'll never have to eat.
I clicked, I pushed the button. Hell yeah.
Well, I'm gonna take off now, you lovely, beautiful people.
You know
Goodbye.
Hey, Tom, you still there?
What?
Okay, before you go, you know everything in the world, but you can't see why kids love Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Push the button.
Push the button.
All right, come
Bye, faggot. What
damn it.
the fuck was that about? What was that faggot? Who was that guy anyway? Who the fuck was he? I mean, just
Don't know, some weird.
do you know him?
No, not really.
God, honey, let's not have him on again, okay?
I hope I'm. Am I dating him?
No, you're dating me. No.
Anyway, that other dork that was on the Skype call slash podcast with a weird, just yeah.
With the weird, here's my, I'm playing a video game.
Yeah, that would be, of course, like you guys heard, that's Thomas. I've been dating him for almost 9 months now, and yeah, he's a giant dork. I know. I'm sorry. But let's see, it's 1:40. Okay. I'm gonna go to bed maybe 20 minutes.
Okay.
15? 15?
Well, okay, these questions on I Will You Press the Button are horrible now. I'm gonna use it. Trying to see if there's anything else I can pull out of this to be entertaining at all. Shit, maybe if you like editing here and there, go feel right a fuck ahead.
Wait, is Shemmy online?
No, he's gonna listen to this. I'm gonna give him the audio to this
Oh.
later and have him do it.
Can I have the audio too? Because I just want to fucking listen to how bad everything sounds.
You can have it when it's done.
Well, duh, when it's on iTunes.
Basically. So yeah, everyone can have it. sorry, it's a real funny picture. Yeah. That's all I can think of. I think we're good. I'm like scrolling through Tumblr right now looking for shit. I see nothing. Yeah, I think we're good. We good?
Oops, don't want that. Yeah.
All right. That's the show. It gets done and nobody cares. Hey, it's been an hour. How about that?
No.
Not bad. We actually filled an hour for sort of, well, not an hour. Editing probably going to be like 45 minutes or something like that. With
Yeah.
all you faggots just spamming the mic. Anyways.
Shut up.
Anyways, BabbyCast, go bye-bye now. Do 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 do. That's bullshit. Hello. Oh my God, Kara, take your dick out of Tom. Take your dick out of Tom.
What, I have
Bless, 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 ladies and gentlemen.
Why is Skype not having any sound?
Can you
What
not?
you
Can you hear me?
There we go. Yeah, there. I can hear you. I just had to turn you guys down because you were so loud.
I'm sorry.
And now to watch Archer.
No. You know why?
Why?
Because, surprise, you're in a podcast.
What?
Surprise, bitches. And now look at the podcast, and it's popcorn.
That's a baby.
That's not even a baby. That's
Wait,
a
that's a
podcast.
bomb.
That's a podcast.
Yeah, that
Maybe I should start with the thing. This is Sky Guy, this is Battery Cast, and that's Kara, that's Tom, they're being faggots.
No, I just didn't know you were fucking recording a podcast.
That's what I was trying to do. I tried to do it through live stream, but live stream requires a lot more than my laptop can do. And that's Tom. You're gonna notice Tom spamming the mic a lot. Just get used to it. After what she
I was just gonna turn my
said.
mic off then and not talk for anything.
Oh God.
Also, Alex.
What happened?
I go to
Way to talk.
Like,
Okay,
proper
go ahead.
English. What was my brain saying to say to you?
That ain't a brand, that's a bump.
Okay, I have a picture, like, actually, I don't remember when you sent it, but I have a good front-facing picture I could use to, like,
Oh, for your face, for your face paint,
yeah,
for your fan butt.
that way I can have, like,
Maybe we should talk about, you know what? Start again.
yes.
Shemmy, start here. Okay. Wait, is Tom back? Tell Tom to turn on
Thomas.
his mic.
Thomas Olson.
Tell Tom to turn on his mic. Mike, Tom. Baby with a gun. Get back here. Okay.
It's baby
It's a
with
baby
a
with a gun.
gun.
And now it has two guns. All right.
Oh, now it's a baby with two guns.
Okay, now I have to set the mic, the marker. Okay, right here, Shammy, is where we'll start the podcast. Okay, ready?